I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. For the first time since 2001, the state's unemployment rate dropped below 4%. Georgia's Labor Department shows over 5,000 jobs were added in July, with the biggest growth in the fields of trade, transportation, utilities, and construction. Unemployment claims were also low, which is typical during the summer. Labor Commissioner Mark Butler says the national trend of economic growth is helping push Georgia's employment to a record high, over 4.5 million people employed in the state. Georgia's State Road and Tollway Authority has decided to eliminate toll limits on express lanes. It's been set at a maximum of $13.95 to drive the I-85 lanes in DeKalb and Gwinnett counties. The authority also repealed the 90-cent per mile maximum on the I-75 South Metro express lanes in Clayton and Henry counties. Authority Executive Director Chris Tomlinson said the cost to drive the full 16-mile length of I-85 could reach $15 to $16 at times. But he said most drivers won't pay that much because they don't drive the full length of the lanes. The AJC reports that the agency expects the average toll on the lanes to be between $5.50 and $6.50. Well, the months-long budget fight in Macon Bibb County that has closed libraries and parked city buses ended yesterday, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Applause filled the Macon Bibb County Commission chambers after the commission approved enough emergency funding to reopen the city's libraries. That followed a 5-3 vote approving a property tax hike that will fund public transit, the health department, and other services. Commission member Scotty Shepard had earlier voted no to a hike. When it became a paycheck issue, he changed his mind.
It's a people issue with me, from public works, from recreation, and it's just a tremendous amount of people that would have went home without a paycheck.
The tax increase was still less than many commission members thought necessary for all of Macon Bibb's responsibilities. That leaves the hard work of how to allocate the new funds, a job that starts next week. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The personal information of more than 400,000 patients and employees is at risk after a phishing attack on Augusta University and Augusta University Medical Center. According to WRDW-TV, the attack goes back to September of 2017 when 24 email accounts were compromised. University officials say the cyber thieves took protected health information and personal identification information, such as social security numbers. GPB's Augusta Bureau is located on the campus of Augusta University, but is editorially independent from the university. More legal problems for Grammy Award-winning R&B singer R. Kelly. An Atlanta-area property company is suing him for more than $200,000 over damages to two homes he rented. The AJC reports that SB Property Management Global claims one of the homes suffered damage to electric wiring, flooring, and windows, and was missing items including a stove, furniture, ceiling fans, and 22 light fixtures. Back in April of this year, Kelly and the company agreed on a $170,000 payment to cover damages. The new lawsuit says Kelly only paid $20,000 of the agreed-upon amount. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves fell to the Colorado Rockies last night, 5-3. Rookie slugger Ronald Acuna Jr. returned to the Braves' starting lineup after leaving Wednesday's game when he was hit on the elbow by a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. Atlanta still holds a game-and-a-half lead over the Phillies for first place in the NL East. The Braves and the Rockies play again tonight at SunTrust Park, first pitch at 7:35. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.